For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host for today, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I am filling in for Dana Lake. I will be returning next week for another great show. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., so don't forget to set your dials. We're always covering topics related to health and wellness and nutrition, bringing you the best and latest information to help you achieve your health and wellness goals, offering you free information to liberate yourself and allow yourself to enjoy the healthiest life possible. Today we're going to be talking about omega-3s, and we're going to be talking about omega-3 fish oils in specifically related to some different conditions. We've talked about omega-3s numerous times on this show. It's always an important topic, and there seems to be an endless amount of education that can be done around omega-3 essential fatty acids. And today we're going to have a little bit of an education about omega-3, some of the other omega fatty acids, and we're going to be talking about specifically some exciting research around depression and some other mood-related disorders. So first, just want to remind everybody that you can listen to all of our previously recorded radio shows by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. And on the right-hand side of the homepage, there is a little microphone icon. If you click on that, you will get access to the archive of all of our shows. We've been doing the show for 4 or 5 years now and have an amazing array of special guests, topics, shows for you to listen to. It is a wonderful, wonderful education resource that is available to you for absolutely free. Also want to mention, if any people are local and they've been in the Village Green recently, you've seen a lot of dust going on and a lot of renovations, and I just want to announce that they're finally ready to have their grand reopening September 10th to the 29th, and during this grand reopening, they're going to be having a big sale, 30% off of all Pathway nutritional products and 25% off the most popular professional brands like Zymogen, Metagenix, Thorne, and Nordic Naturals. So do not forget to stop in during that time period to check out the store. It's beautiful, new look and feel, and get great deals on all of your favorite health and wellness products. So as I mentioned, today we're going to be talking about omega-3 fatty acids, and I first just like to explain and give an overview for people to understand a little bit more about omega-3 fatty acids. These lie in a class of fats that are called essential fatty acids. Now, the reason why they get that term essential is because they are essential to our life and our existence, and also they are not something that our body produces. So we have to acquire these things from the diet. There are two main classes of essential fatty acids. There is the omega-3 class, the omega-6 class, and there's actually a third class, the omega-9. For today, we're going to be specifically discussing the omega-3s and the omega-6s. Now, why are these essential fatty acids so important, and why is it so important to make sure that our diet has the right balance? Because that's, folks, what it is really all about, is finding the correct balance between the omega-3s and the omega-6s. Now, as we're going to talk about in the show, the general information out there would lead you to believe that omega-3s are the good guys and omega-6s are the bad guys, when in reality, that's not really the truth. Both of these types of essential fatty acids are essential and necessary for us to sustain life as humans. The issue is how are they balanced? The omega-3 essential fatty acids get a lot of positive press because they are ones associated with anti-inflammatory actions. And many of the health conditions that we deal with today as Americans are driven by inflammation. Omega-6 fatty acids get the reputation of being the bad guys because they are considered to be more pro-inflammatory. And in a culture and in a health environment where inflammation is a big problem, they obviously are considered more of an issue. Now, what I'm trying to explain to you is that it's really the ratio, and the problem is that most Americans have way too much omega-6 in their diet rather than omega-3. And my special guest, when I bring her on in a few minutes, is going to help us understand some of the aspects of the American diet and why this happens. Now, what I'd like you to understand, especially in the context of today's show, when we're going to be discussing some aspects around depression and mood disorder and behavioral problems in children and development in for infants and even in utero in pregnant women and developing babies, our body needs these essential fatty acids. They are a critical part of our cell membrane structure. And the problem is that if you're not getting adequate amounts of these essential fatty acids in a balanced state into your body, you're not going to get the right makeup of fats in your cell membrane. And if you don't have the right makeup of fats in your cell membrane, you can't get proper functioning of your cell. Most people don't realize that the most important part of your cell, well, one of the most important is the cell membrane. I'll oftentimes ask people, what do you think is the most critical and important part of your cellular structure? And most people will say the DNA, because that is really where a lot of action occurs. It is really the brain of our each and every cell. But you don't realize that you could actually remove the nucleus and DNA of a cell, and that cell could still survive until it needed to replicate. Whereas with the cell membrane, as soon as you destroy a cell membrane, the cell immediately dies. And at that cell membrane, you have a dynamic and multitude of processes happening at every single second. The cell membrane is where all the nutrients of the cell are absorbed and brought in, and all of the waste of the cell is actually excreted. The cell membrane is layered with hundreds and thousands of different receptor sites. This is the way that each cells communicate with each other and the way that your body tells and directs the cells to do what they're supposed to do. What happens is signaling molecules bind to the cellular membrane, and then the cellular membrane communicates signals to the DNA, to the nucleus, to tell the DNA what the cell should then do. So much important signaling happens at the cell membrane. It is critical to have a healthy cell membrane structure. And these essential fatty acids are a key component of that. Now, the other problem is that if you're not getting the right fats in your diet, your body will take whatever fats it has and incorporate it into the cell membrane to try and do the best it can with what it's given. So this is why saturated fats have become such a problem, because saturated fats are, number one, especially the trans fats, they're not a man-made fat. They're nothing that the body has ever seen created in nature. They are a man-made fat. They're not something that is naturally produced by the body or naturally produced in nature. So when we consume them, our body absorbs them, and then it has to figure out what to do with them. And if you're getting large abundance of absorption of these trans fats, the body will take those fats and put them where the good fats are supposed to go. The problem is that trans fats have a very unique structure that's incredibly rigid. They're very solid. They're a saturated, hydrogenated, trans fatty structure that doesn't have the same fluidity as natural fats. So our body incorporates them into the cell membranes, and what we end up with is a very stiff, rigid cell membrane. And this is how we've been able to tie the consumption of trans or hydrogenated fats to hardening of the arteries and the backlash that has come against these fats, because we know they significantly contribute to problems with the cellular structure and the membrane structure of our blood vessels and can contribute to heart disease. And as a result of this, we see most hydrogenated fats being scaled back in the market, being taken out of processed foods, being taken out of fast foods. There's a huge amount of awareness that these fats are not good for us. So just as the example of trans fats and consuming too many of those and ending up with an unhealthy cellular membrane, the same thing is true when looking at these balance of essential fatty acids and omega-3 to omega-6s. It is critical to get the right balance in the diet, and if you're not able to get the right balance in the diet or if you're susceptible to certain conditions, supplementation, usually with the omega-3 essential fatty acids, can be extremely important in improving the functioning of the cells. Now, your brain is a very rich and it's a high fat organ. There's no other organ in your body that contains more fat than your brain. A large portion of your brain is considered or made up of fat type molecules. So, and in the brain, most of the fat type molecules are these omega-3s. So we obviously understand that our brain is critical for our survival and critical for our bodies to work properly, and clearly the brains are intimately involved with a lot of the conditions that people deal with these days related to depression, related to anxiety, related to focus issues and behavioral problems. It all happens in the nervous system, all the signaling in the brain. So it's not a far stretch of reasoning to understand that if we're not getting the right amount of omega-3s necessary for our brain, we're going to have dysfunction in our brain and in our neurological system. And this is exactly what happens. Most of the fat that is contained in the brain is of this omega-3 origin, not the omega-6, which is why omega-3 supplementation and creating a diet that is balanced in omega-3s and omega-6s can have such a profound effect on the functioning of the brain and of the nervous system. And today we're going to be talking about some exciting research that's been done that proves this. And the research on omega-3 fatty acids over and over and over again in human models shows that when you create the right balance of these fats and you introduce more omega-3s in somebody who has been omega-3 deficient, which I will argue is probably the majority of our population, you see significant improvements in neurological and brain function. This is a critical, critical area, a lot of what we're going to be focusing on in today's show. So that is my basic intro to omega-3, omega-6 fatty acids and the ratios. When we come back from the break, our special guest, Kristen Jordanson, is going to be discussing with us these aspects of diet, the standard American diet, and how the diet that we're consuming oftentimes leads to imbalances in this omega-3 and omega-6 ratio, and how to create a better balance so that our brains can thrive. So this is Dr. Kevin Becerra with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care, to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where Gero Formula's Neuro Optimizer comes to the rescue. Neuro Optimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. Neuro Optimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. Neuro Optimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. I am your host today, Dr. Kevin Becerra, and I will be returning next week. Dana Lake has this week off, and we are looking forward to always bringing you lots of great information related to health and wellness. If you're just tuning in today, we're talking about omega-3 fatty acids, and in the last segment, I just did a brief introduction on omega-3 fatty acids and how they relate to omega-6 fatty acids, how they relate to essential fatty acids in general, and why they're so important for the brain and neurological system. Today, in this segment, we're going to be picking up some concepts around diet and nutrition and how that affects the ratios of omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids, and then specifically how it relates to brain and neurological issues such as depression and anxiety, focus, behavioral problems in children, and how it relates really to the brain and how the brain functions. I have on the phone with me today my special guest, Kristen Jorgensen, and she is going to be discussing with us some of these issues. She is as the brand manager and national educator for Manami Nutrition. Kristen has played a major role in launching the Manami line in the United States. She holds a master's in teaching and is a certified nutritional consultant. Through regular speaking engagements over the last decade, Kristen has educated thousands of people on nutrition as it relates to mental and emotional health, child development, women's health, and more. So, Kristen, thanks so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, in the last segment, I talked about why this ratio is so important, because that's really what we're understanding here. It's the ratio of omega-3 to omega-6. Is we really need them both, but they have to be in the right ratio. Now, that sounds like an easy thing to do, but can you explain to people why the standard type of diet and food intake that most people have in this country creates such a poor ratio of omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids, and why that sets us up for so many potential diseases? Processes?
Sure. Well, I think it all started in the 60s, just right around the 60s, when, you know, it was advised by professionals, health professionals, to replace animal fat with saturated fat. To replace saturated fat with polyunsaturated fats. So in came the seed oils, in came, and these are going to sound very familiar, soybean oil, peanut oil, corn oil, sesame oil, sunflower, safflower oil. In came all of these oils into our diet and processed foods. And so people began to eat more and more of these processed oils, and they also ate commercial animals, commercial proteins and animal protein that were fed, you know, these poor quality grains. So this was a double whammy of these, what you were speaking about earlier, these omega-6 oils. And of course, as we understand, omega-6 oils, specifically very poor quality damaged omega-6 oils, are the problem. And so we don't want to demonize omega-6s. We want to demonize the poor quality, inexpensive processed food, just sort of the convenience foods that people are very drawn to and, unfortunately, addicted to in most cases.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, it's really interesting, you know, when you think about how humans used to eat. For a long time, we've eaten, you know, animal products and beef and chicken and poultry and all those types of things. But the way that we're raised those animals has dramatically changed in the last, say, 60, 70 years. You know, back 60, 70 years ago, if you were going to get beef, the cows were basically, raised how cows were supposed to be raised. Cows have four stomachs. They are ruminating animals. They have four stomachs for a reason. It's because they're designed to digest grass. That is the main food source that cows are supposed to eat. However, because the cattle industry has found that you can bring a cow to the appropriate size to bring it to slaughter in a faster amount of time by feeding it grain, and grain is cheaper and you can sustain more cattle on grain, that's what they feed cows now. And the difference is that grains, as you've talked about, specifically, the grains they feed cattle are high, abundant sources of omega-6 fatty acids. So the meat and the flesh and the fat of the cow now contains all of these omega-6s. Versus when we used to eat beef, you know, 60, 70 years ago, most cows were raised how cows were supposed to be raised, which is they roamed around a pasture and they ate primarily grass. And when they eat grass, they produce more omega-3 fatty acids because grass is not an omega-6 containing grain. And we see that shift in all of the animal products that we eat, because pretty much all of the animals that we eat now are sustained and fed on grain, not on the natural things that they used to be able to eat. So it's changed the whole dynamic of the food that we consume, not to mention the processed foods and the other ways that they've supplanted other oils for more omega-6 rich oils.
Right, right. And of course, you know, this was advised, this replacement of saturated fats and animal fats with these polyunsaturates, because it was thought that it may reduce the risk of cardiovascular disorders. They were linking saturated fat with cardiovascular disorders. And what they understand now, and I think what we're understanding more of every day, is that this was incorrect, that we're wrong now, because now we have absolutely, to unbelievable proportions, disrupted the balance of omega-3s to omega-6s, those two classes of essential fatty acids that you spoke about. So we're now, you know, here we are, this industrialization of our food has led to this very clear omega-3 deficiency. So yes, we can basically link this, and of course it's not the sole reason, but I believe it is one of the major reasons for just about every chronic disease there is. And that does include mental emotional disorders, which a lot of people discount. A lot of people do not connect, you know, overall nutrition, this omega-3, omega-6 balance to mental emotional health. And so I'm really excited to get into that with you today.
So how do we go back to eating a diet that has the right balance? What food should we be looking at? What kind of things should we be consuming to try and, or avoiding, I guess, also is an important part to bring up, to really get this ratio back to where we want it?
Well, I think a lot of people are looking toward a sort of a Paleolithic diet. You can call it a Mediterranean diet, but it's one that's lower in grains. And by reducing grains, and obviously by reducing processed foods, you're going to be just by nature reducing a lot of those omega-6 oils. We hear, you know, eating oily fish, oily cold water fish, specifically salmon, mackerel, and sardines is a great way to get omega-6 threes into the diet. A lot of people will turn their noses up. In Japan, you know, we have to think about Japan. Someone said this to one of my mentors once. He said, "Why do you," meaning, you know, Westerners, "why do you eat food for the taste? Why don't you eat for the way that it will make you feel?" And that's what happens when you go to Japan. If you go to Japan to speak, they will feed you a meal of just sea vegetables, very high quality fish, very small portions. You will be as sharp as a tack when you are finished with that meal. So it's not about taste. It's not about these delicious, sugary, fatty foods. So again, oily, fatty fish, cold water fish, salmon, mackerel, sardines, foods that are high in alpha-linolenic acid, green leafy vegetables, flax oil, walnuts, flax seeds of very good quality. Just basically whole foods. You know, stay around the perimeter of the grocery store. You'll do pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Grass-fed animals.
So really trying to eliminate a lot of the processed food, a lot of the foods that contain a lot of hydrogenated oils or other grain-based oils in them. And if you read the labels, you'll see those are very, very common ingredients in most processed foods. In addition, obviously selecting these foods that are rich in as omega-3 sources. So you mentioned alpha-linolenic acid, which is a plant-based omega-3 fatty acids that you can find in things like flax seeds. And then also looking at sources of animals that create and deliver lots of good omega-3. So this can be the cold water fish that you described. Grass-fed beef has a very good profile of omega-3 fatty acids. Some people will say it's a very similar profile of omega-3 to omega-6 fatty acids as wild salmon. Also things like omega-3 eggs or eggs that are raised from chickens that eat what chickens are supposed to eat, which is bugs and grass, as well as some grains and some flax seeds. There are ways that you can get more of those omega-3s into that fatty content of the yolk from eggs. Grass-fed dairy products can supply good sources of omega-3s. High-quality nuts like almonds and walnuts and other nuts also have high-quality omega-3s. So these are the type of foods that you want to be consuming, these good, hearty, whole foods, high nutritional foods, and you want to be cutting back on the intake of the processed foods and of the animal-based foods that are only fed grains. It can make a huge difference in shifting this ratio of omega-3 to omega-6, which in turn then hugely can shift the amount of inflammatory signals that your cells and your body are getting. It literally, your body is like a test tube chemistry experiment. And if you are eating these foods, it's like putting a chemical in the test tube that makes everything bubble and gas and inflamed and hot and irritated. If you're eating more of these omega-3s, it changes the environment in the test tube to calm everything down and cool everything down and sort of calm down the reactivity and the reactive nature of what's going on in your body. So food is medicine. You consume each American consumes almost 1 ton of food every year. And every single time you sit down to make a decision about what you're going to eat, you are putting something in your body that is going to have a chemical reaction somewhere in your system, on your cells, and have some influence on your health. And you do this, what, 3 times a day, some people 5 times a day, plus snacks. I mean, how many times are you sitting down putting some sort of food in your mouth? Every single time you do that, you are potentially either promoting your health or negating your health. And it's really important to think about what you're doing each time you do this, because food is an incredibly powerful way to influence the processes that are in your body. When we come back from the break, Kristen, I really want you to introduce some of the exciting research that's been done on omega-3 fatty acids and specifically how it relates to depression, mood issues, and anxiety, because, listen, depression issues, anxiety issues are so incredibly prevalent in our society today. I see it so much in my practice. So many people are dealing with these issues, and everybody is going out and popping pills and medications like there's absolutely no problem with that. And although they help some people, these prescription medications can come with serious side effects, especially when given in children. And there are some very good natural ways to help the brain and the body to function better that for some people it may be all they need to restore some state of balance in their neurological system. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by The Village Green, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500 Federal News Radio, brought to you by The Village Green. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Passero, and I will be returning next week. Dana Lake has off this week. So thank you all for tuning in. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. You can also listen to all of our previously recorded shows by going to the Village Green website at www.myvillagegreen.com. On the right-hand side of the homepage, there's a little microphone icon. Click on that, and it'll take you to our archive show section. We have lots and lots of great archive radio shows there for you to listen to for absolutely free. Today, we are talking about omega-3 fatty acids, a topic that is not new to this show. And we're talking about it specifically in relation in this segment to depression and some different mood disorders. So I just want to make this quick announcement real quick. Don't forget that the Village Green is having their grand reopening sale starting September 10th to the 29th. The entire store has been completely gutted and rebuilt from the ground up. It is absolutely state-of-the-art. Absolutely beautiful. All eco-friendly materials were used in the construction, and it's just a phenomenal layout. We're offering 30% off of all Pathway Nutritional products, and 25% off of your favorite professional brands like Zymogen, Metagenics, Thorne, and Nordic Naturals. Also, just wanted to make a quick mention about a symposium that's coming up from the Pain Connection people. This is the Pain Connection September 28th, 2012 Pain Awareness Month Symposium entitled Hope, Help, and Healing, Changing the Culture of Treating Chronic Pain. There are some very well-respected speakers. Jay Shaw is a medical doctor, David Kaiser, PhD, and Tanya Lakey, MD. These are people that are pain specialists and are going to be discussing some of the aspects around chronic pain. If you want more information, please visit their website at www.painconnection.org. You can also become a member and join their mailing list, but this should be a great symposium. If you or somebody you love or care about deals with chronic pain, it is a must-attend type of seminar for you. So I have on the phone with me today Kristen Jorgensen, and we have been talking about omega-3 fatty acids. She is the brand manager and national educator for Manami Nutrition, which makes a phenomenal line of omega-3 related supplements. So, Kristen, thanks so much for being on the phone with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, I love talking about this particular issue because depression and anxiety is so prevalent in our society. As a healthcare provider and practitioner, you know, in this area, people come in, and even if it's not their chief complaint, when you ask people about mood, it's very common to see people dealing with anxiety issues, dealing with depression issues. And, you know, to be honest, although the depression medications out there have made huge strides from where we were 20, 30, 40 years ago, they still oftentimes have a lot left to be desired for people. They cause significant side effects. Weight gain is a common one. Sexual dysfunction is common. You know, problems with memory or word recall is a very common side effect. And a lot of times, people who are on these medications report feeling better, but there's still something to be desired when it comes to dealing with their depressive-related problems. And this is where nutrition just comes in so incredibly important, and omega-3s fulfill a huge part of this story. So maybe, Kristen, you can talk to us a little bit about some of the research behind omega-3s and depression, why omega-3s are so important with neurological function, and just sort of round out this conversation we've been having.
Right. So really, I mean, what we want to think about here is, again, the cells of the brain, every cell in every part of your body, specifically in the brain, are inflamed when there is a dietary imbalance. And I think that the majority of people in this country, and unfortunately now globally, are suffering from the exact same imbalance, which is a very high level of omega-6 and a very low level of omega-3. So this will obviously affect the brain on multiple levels. When we look at the production, the breakdown, the release, the absorption, binding of all of these neurotransmitters, they are influenced by the fatty acids that are actually nestling right in the cell membrane of these actual cells in our brains. So we have what very simply cellular inflammation of the brain. Understanding that the brain is you know, over half of the brain is composed of fat, we know that a lot of that fat is the omega-3 DHA. So a lot of the emphasis, a lot of effort has been put into the research around the fatty acid, the omega-3 DHA, and to see if it has any impact, any clinically significant impact or outcome in regards to depression. And unfortunately, even in very high amounts, so far there hasn't been anything really to note in terms of clinically significant outcomes. So researchers decided, you know, they've got moderate improvements with EPA-DHA blends, which is good news, but they went a step farther, and they actually looked at an almost pure EPA supplement, so one that was 90% EPA. And just to give you an idea, your average fish oil, the one that you can buy in almost any store, is about 18% EPA. So we're comparing that to a 90% EPA. And again, EPA is one of the other omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA being probably the most important and best understood. So a small trial was done. It was done on 60 adults. They were 20 to 59 years of age, men and women. Okay, they all had been diagnosed as having severe depressive disorder. And that's really important because you wouldn't want to look at a participant group that had moderate or mild symptoms. You want symptoms that are severe enough that the outcome would be clearly understood. So what they've done is an eight-week trial, and they compared a pure EPA product at 1,000 milligram dose, so that was two very small capsules. They compared it to a commonly prescribed SSRI, or antidepressant. And at 8 weeks, They had three groups. They had the EPA group, they had the SSRI group, and then they had a group that took both the EPA oil and the SSRI together. At 8 weeks, the EPA group had a 56% reduction in depressive symptoms, which was clinically significant. The SSRI group had a 50% reduction and also reported side effects. The side effects reported were anxiety, loss of appetite, and insomnia. This was, of course, at 8 weeks. The third group took the EPA together with the SSRI, and they had an 81% reduction in depressive symptoms, which was very significant in 8 weeks. So if you think of someone with severe depression taking a very small amount of a very high concentration of one fatty acid found in fish and a very, you know, a standard dose of an SSRI, seeing an 81% reduction in depressive symptoms and less side effects is very, I think, appealing to the psychiatric community as well as the integrative community. I think that it's a groundbreaking study where all three groups had clinically significant outcomes, but the EPA and the SSRI together had the most pronounced. And so there are a lot of potential mechanisms of action or reasons that that may have been. And one is that, you know, obviously a depression is linked to low omega-3, but specifically EPA, okay? So depression, and this surprises a lot of people, but depression is now being considered a low-grade inflammatory disease. Okay, so as we understand it, EPA has a very direct impact on the inflammatory process. So if depression is linked to an increase in inflammation in the body, and EPA may have some kind of a balancing effect on the inflammatory process by competing with a lot of these omega-6 fats that we're eating. So it's almost a competitive process, and that's why EPA is gaining much more attention in regards to inflammatory issues than, say, BHA, okay?
No, it absolutely makes a lot of sense. And as you pointed out earlier, you know, this interaction of what happens in the cell membrane is so critical. And it doesn't surprise me that when you use both of the antidepressant, or as you referred to it, the SSRI, which is the most popular class of antidepressants, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, along with the EPA, you saw this sort of cumulative benefit that was greater than either one by itself, which makes perfect sense. If the medication is able to actually raise the serotonin content in the neurotransmitter, in the synapse space between the neurons, well, if you add the EPA, then you get a greater ability of the cell membrane to utilize, incorporate, and take advantage of that additional serotonin that is made available by the medication. And, you know, that just makes perfect sense. Now, the mechanisms, I think, are interesting in what you explain exactly what is going on the cellular level that is creating such a profound impact when you give EPA. Well, yeah, I guess certainly some of it might be the health of the cell membrane and the ability of the receptors to actually interact with the neurotransmitters that are available, but certainly it makes sense that inflammation might be a key factor. And if you're reducing overall inflammation, then you're basically allowing in some way or somehow you're allowing these receptors to interact more intimately or more readily with the serotonin, or for some reason there's better communication in the brain. And that does make perfect sense, especially when you consider inflammation really causes a lot of problems. Now, I want to talk about did you have any other comments on that, Kristen? Because there was a couple other things I wanted to talk about in the study.
Sure. I mean, one more thing that's very interesting, especially in an industry that's very limited in terms of these kinds of understandings. In terms of the blood-brain barrier, EPA in this particular concentration, in this particular amount, may actually block the action of a specific pump that's located near the blood-brain barrier. So a lot of people that are resistant to antidepressant therapy, what's really happening is that these substances are not actually able to reach these centers of the brain that they need to. So EPA may actually assist, and this is, again, a potential mechanism here, they actually assist these substances in actually reaching portions of the brain that may... EPA may actually block the action of the PGP pump, which is located near the blood-brain barrier. So it may actually help with absorption of some of these antidepressants in the brain by allowing these substances to actually enter the brain by this PGP pump. So it's really specific to a high concentration of EPA that it may actually block this, allow substances to cross, right, to cross the blood-brain barrier.
So that really segues well into what my next comment was going to be, because, you know, you might hear that omega-3s are good for depression, and the average person out there listening may get the message, but there's a huge disconnect between general information about what might be good for you and what actually therapeutically is going to work. And I see that all the time with omega-3s, where there's enough press and enough awareness out there that people understand omega-3s are important and fish oils are important. And, you know, just about fish oils are probably in the top, you know, five selling nutritional supplements nationally, next to multivitamins and probably a few other things. So they really represent a huge portion of the health and wellness industry. But the real question is, are people actually taking them in a way that's effective? Because people may come into me and say, you know, doc, I'm dealing with depression or this inflammatory issue, and they review their list of medications and supplements with me, as every patient does, and they say, yeah, well, I'm taking fish oil, but when I A, look at the dose that they're taking, or B, I look at the formulation that they're taking, they're not getting anywhere near what's necessary to reach what's called a therapeutic window, to get to that point where it's actually going to affect the health condition in which they're taking it for. So can you talk to us a little bit, Kristen, about this issue and you know, what the dose was in the study of EPA and how people sort of get confused about, you know, positive research on something and then what actually they need to do to make it work?
Sure. So I think what we're talking about is the difference between fish oil capsules and omega-3 supplements. And I love this, because I think this is really the crux of what we're talking about, is the difference between fish oil, which is only about 30% omega-3, okay, and omega-3 supplements, which should be anywhere from 50 to, I'd say, 95% omega-3. Very different. Humans are not deficient in fish oil. Humans are deficient, especially now, in omega-3 fatty acids, and that's where we need to look. So the difference when you're shopping the store, when you're just trying to understand what would be best for a specific, challenge that you're dealing with, you want to think about concentration, and you want to look for products that are higher in concentration, and that can be really tricky. So you want to look at the supplement back panel, and you want to see how many capsules are in an actual dose. And there could be anywhere from 1 to 3 or 4 capsules. So you want to kind of break it down so that you can actually kind of divide and see what's in one capsule of that product. How much EPA, how much DHA, and how much total omega-3 per capsule is very important. Okay, so most of the time, again, you're going to see 300 milligrams, give or take, per capsule. Look for anywhere from 500 or more milligrams of omega-3 per capsule, preferably more like 800 per capsule, okay? So you want something that's going to have a lot more omega-3 fatty acids in it. When we look at the published research out there, okay, anytime that there has been a clinically significant outcome, whether it was mood-related, learning and behavior-related, cardiovascular-related, okay, triglycerides, anything along those lines, they were done on high concentration omega-3 products.
Right. They were done in a way that achieved that therapeutic window to actually get the results. So this is a really important topic, and I want to pick it up when we come back, because this creates so much confusion as far as, you know, what people are doing. And if you just understand this one point, which we're going to clarify when we come back, you're going to understand and know how to shop for these supplements appropriately, so that the money and the effort that you're putting towards actually taking them is going to do you real good. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500. We're going to be back right after this break.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise.
For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 36, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals. Committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Thanks for tuning in today. I am your host, Dr. Kevin Fusaro. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m., bringing you a wide variety of topics related to health and wellness, and today has been no exception. We have talked about this topic of omega-3 fatty acids, and in the last segment, we were wrapping up some of this conversation really around how to choose a good omega-3 fatty acid supplement, and I want to spend a little more time on this because, you know, we can spend the show talking about all these great benefits of omega-3 fatty acids and this really cool study that my special guest, Kristen, helped to explain to us about these great results with severe depression in the small study group that was recently done, you know, and all the great benefits on heart health and for kids with focus and concentration. But none of that will come to fruition if you're not using the right product, because the right product is necessary to get the doses right and to get a clean product that's not actually going to do more harm than good. So I want to spend these next few minutes with a little education so that the next time you walk into the Village Green or whatever supplement shop or internet site you go to buy your products, you can really make an informed decision about how to select the one that is right for you, that's going to give you the results that you want. So my special guest, Kristen Jorgensen, has been on with us today. She's from a company called Minami Nutrition, which has really pioneered some really cool stuff with omega-3 supplementation. But Kristen, can you kind of elaborate on this topic just a little bit more and help people really understand what they need to be looking for when they go out and shop for an omega-3 or what we often are referred to as quote-unquote fish oil products?
Right. So I think what we read in the media, what we might hear from, you know, a doctor or a practitioner, and is you need to take a fish oil supplement, right? And we hear that on television. We read it in Newsweek, in the newspaper. So it's widely understood that fish oil has benefits. Well, it's the omega-3s in fish oil that have the benefits. It's only a very small portion of fish oil that is actually an omega-3. So those omega-3s, notably, the ones to note are EPA and DHA. So those are the ones that you want to look for. When you walk into a store, and hopefully you're walking into a store that has very educated staff that are willing to help you, and that's going to be your best bet. when you walk in and you ask them for fish oil, they may give you a sort of a 5-second talk on, actually, there's a big difference between fish oil and omega-3 fatty acids. So we want to make sure that you get a product that's concentrated. And that's a key word. You want a product that's concentrated in omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA. If you're doing shopping by yourself, what you want to do is take the box off the shelf and you want to look at the back and you want to see how much EPA and DHA is in each capsule. So when I talk about studies, I'm talking about very high concentrations of omega-3. And what that means is that there are no saturated fats. There are no other fatty acids from fish oil, okay? So they're primarily omega-3s in the actual supplement. And that's where you want to look, especially if you're struggling with any of the issues that we've talked about today, having to do with inflammation, mood, focus, behavior, any of these issues. You would want a more highly concentrated product.
Right. So, for example, in this small study that was done in depression that we discussed earlier, the dose of EPA that was given was 1,000 milligrams or 1 gram of EPA. Now, they were given a product that was obviously very highly concentrated in EPA to get that dosage, but if you hear us talk about this and you want to see if you can recreate some of the results in the study in your own body with your own issue, and you go out to the store and you buy a fish oil supplement, you may pull the bottle off the shelf and look at the back, and the serving size may be 2, and per every 2 capsules, if you look at the amount of EPA that you're getting, it may be 250 milligrams of EPA per 2 capsules. Now, if you're trying to get to 1,000 milligrams of EPA, you're now looking at about 10 capsules of this product to get to that amount. That is incredibly unpractical. That is not going to work for most people to take that many capsules of fish oil to get the EPA. And this is why it's so important to really look at the back labels to see exactly how much of the active omega-3s that we are looking for are contained in each product. And the active omega-3s are going to be the EPA and the DHA. And it's very important that you learn how to look for that. The other issue when it comes to fish oil that I'm always talking to people about is this aspect of purity. You know, our oceans are polluted, and when you extract the oils from the fish, you're going to get pollution in the oil. So you have to find brands that go through the most painstaking processes to bring to the market products that are ultra, ultra pure. So, Kristen, can you talk about this aspect of it a little bit?
Purity, sure. So I work for a company called Manami Nutrition, and we are a German-manufactured line of supercritically extracted omega-3 oils, and that's kind of a mouthful. But what you should understand about supercritical extraction is that it is a very environmentally friendly process that requires a lot lower heat and a lot fewer repeat distillations to get to very, very high concentrations. And that's really why we use it. We use it because all we do is very high concentrations of omega-3. So luckily, you know, one of the sort of, I guess you could say, one of the benefits of this technology is the way that it purifies the oil. And there are a lot of really wonderful pure oils out there, okay? We just have the benefit of being very highly concentrated and very pure. So what's done is actually that they are analyzed in-house. So in the manufacturing facility, they're analyzed in a third party. They have specialty university-type settings that do analysis on pesticides and rancidity levels. And then they're done again when they reach our warehouse in the United States. So there is actually exhaustive analysis done on these oils. If you look on our website, you will see a sample batch analysis for one of our products. And that will show you sort of the top 6 offenders in terms of impurities. We test for many, many, many more than that. We just put the top offenders on our website so that you can see that every batch of every product that is manufactured is analyzed to almost an exhaustive degree, because that is very, very important to put our name on something that we can back it up.
Yeah, and I think Manami does a great job because they deliver these incredibly high potency concentrations, specifically of EPA, and they deliver it and able to get it in very few capsules. So usually just a couple capsules of a Manami product will deliver more EPA than even other highly concentrated brands. And they do it in a way where you get a very high purity and actually a very cost-effective price point. So from a therapeutic standpoint, they really offer the clinician a very, very effective clinical tool to get people people actual results and without, you know, spending too much money or taking too many pills. You know, the other issue is this purity issue. It is a really real issue. I think it was about 8 or 12 months ago. I can't remember, Kristen, but because I'm tuned into these issues in the field, I remember seeing this report. An independent lab pulled, you know, like the top-selling fish oil brands from the shelves of all the different places and drugstores and supplement shops, and they tested them, and a good portion of them failed for purity. There were, you know, high levels of mercury or heavy metals, dioxins, and PCBs, which are industrial chemical and pesticide residues. These are things that are known health hazards that you do not want to be taking. And if you're taking a fish oil supplement that is not purified, you're going to be getting increased exposure to these toxins, which is a health detriment to you, not a health benefit. And because fish oil, and especially highly purified and highly concentrated and high quality fish oils, can be a little bit more expensive, people love going to their favorite drugstore or big box chain store. And, you know, they're so proud when they come into my office. Oh, yeah, I got this bottle of 360 fish oil capsules for like $9.99. You know, fish oil is one of those supplements that you want to spend a little extra money on. There are certain things on the market, maybe vitamin C or zinc or certain vitamins where, you know, you don't need to spend always top quality dollar to get good benefits from certain products. But fish oil is one where you really need to devote some of your supplement budget to buying a high quality brand so you avoid this problem of contamination. Do you have any other thoughts on that, Kristen?
Well, just that it's interesting to note, like you said, I mean, these fish oils that were targeted, there were 10 of them, and they are some of the best selling fish oils. So it just shows you that this is an educational problem. If you want to understand more about that, the website is fishoilsafety.com. It talks all about Prop 65. And so you want to definitely get your information on that. And just you can absolutely talk to somebody at your local health retailer about that issue, and they'll know about it.
Yeah, so it's just a really important point, and hopefully this last few minutes has helped educate you guys on how, our listeners out there, on how to be a little bit more of a better informed consumer when it comes to shopping for your fish oil supplement. So we only have a couple minutes left, Kristen. Any, you know, other points that you want to bring up or issues that you want to talk about that we haven't touched upon?
Well, I thought that, you know, it's back to school time. I think for a lot of people today, tomorrow is the first day of school. Today, I think here in where I live is the first day of school. And I just wanted to kind of throw out just some things that, you know, parents, educators may want to like kind of just notice when it comes to school-age children. And that's something that I find really interesting. I used to be a school teacher. So these are the things that you kind of want to check out. You know, a lot of children are mistaken to have behavioral or learning issues when really they have a very clear deficiency that is showing up as issues of behavior, anxiety. You want to look for things like excessive thirst, frequent urination, really dry skin and hair, anxiety and temper tantrums, any issues with sleep, okay, so falling asleep, waking up, skin issues like eczema, asthma, really pronounced environmental allergies, vision issues, I mean, all of these things. And a lot of the times these things all exist, they kind of overlap in these poor kids. And, you know, we just look at the quality of food that they're eating. Their omega-6 levels are off the charts, the poor quality omega-6s. So this thing to think about when we talk about omega-3s and children.
Yeah, omega-3s in children are so incredibly important. The brain is actively developing until you're about 20 years old. And so all throughout preconception, all through pregnancy and development of the baby, and all through development of a child, through infancy, toddlerhood, adolescence, teenage years, omega-3 fatty acid supplementation is so critically important to get the proper development of the brain and really paying very close attention to diet and nutrition. So we're just about out of time. Kristen, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. We really enjoyed having you on.
Thank you, Dr. Becerra.
All right, everybody out there. Hope you learned something good today. It was my pleasure to be with you. I'll look forward to talking with you all next week. This is Dr. Kevin Becerra with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on AM 1500, wishing you all the best of health.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.